Good afternoon. We are here. Give us a moment. So today is the 13th of August, and it is a full moon.
Yes.
And what is the full moon in?
The full moon is in Aquarius.
That is fine. And there is a cross that Mars has joined.
Yes.
Tell us something of this cross.
Well, it's a grand cross with Pluto, Saturn, Uranus, and now Mars has taken the fourth quarter.
Which are opposites?
Mars is opposite Pluto, Saturn is opposite Uranus.
And so you have electric changes in the, electrifying changes in the structure of things. And you have old things being dug up by the aggression of Mars, with the ferocity, if you will, of Mars. And so you are seeing some of that in what is going on in England, with the upheaval that is going on there. And we have spoken about some of the things that are potentially coming for the Western world. We have spoken of it many times. And the astrology and the energies, There are vast energies moving around in space at this time. Anyone who takes the time to look at the Earth Changes website or other sites like that can see that the sun is really surprising the scientifics of your world, because it is doing things they didn't know it could do, or that it hasn't done in a long, long time, with the level of intensity. And now add into that the energetics that you have also have happening on the planet, whether it is the Fukushima radiations or the Hadron Collider with its mini black holes that it is creating. What is all of this doing? It is almost like someone is trying to make a cake by beating the outside of the bowl as well as the inside of the bowl. And what you're going to get is a very mixed, very blended cake because of all of the efforts coming in from all the directions. What we mean by that is you have been in a very rigid society for some time. You've been in a very rigid, and there are many on your world who strive for that rigidity to return. They really had a comfort in the, we would say, caste system that currently envelops Earth, whether it is Western world or even underdeveloped world. There is this caste system of wealth and hierarchy, and vested interest to keep the wealth with the hierarchy, and how many are falling to the below subsistence levels, while others are way above. And there has been times in your history that you have seen what this can create. Of course, the most glaring example is revolutionary France, but there have been others, and now you are seeing more of it occurring now. You are seeing the same kind of unrest that drove the French Revolution. It is almost as if it is being brought off the shelf again for another go around the park. And we believe there are some common astrologies between that time and this time. Are you aware of it? Susan, can you tell us a little of that?
I don't know the particulars of it, but it happens to be sort of everything that we're in at the moment, that, you know, this Grand Cross and where all the players are around this Grand Cross. is
very then those of you who are out there that are astrologers, take a look and see where these connections are. We believe it was spoken of in the Mountain Astrologer. Was it, Susan? Where did you read it?
That was in an email to me.
Email.
From a personal.
Anyway, what we are trying to say is that you are in a similar cycle. One of the things the Mayans understood was that time was cyclic. Time had flavors or themes that you move through, sometimes as quickly as every other day, sometimes over weeks and months. And these cycles were connected to waves of energy that create time, what is the word we would call it? Time themes, time energies, time vibrations. Sometimes you are in a time like in the 60s, where everyone seems to be catching the revolution bug. And sometimes you are in times like the 50s, when everyone seems to be in much conformity with the status quo. And on and on and on. And so those of you who have been studying the Mayan calendar know this. You know that there are certain days and certain runes and stuff that affect or give a flavor to a particular day. And now you are seeing this flavor this time. And the Mayans knew it with precision. And they did not see it being just a short period of time. They saw it being a much longer cycle that you are now touching into. And those of you who have watched a washing machine, you know how the washing machine works. It has these timers that kick in cycles to do certain functions to get the machine to work. Time is like that. There are themes and things that are going on in time, and as you move through them, you are doing the function of that time period. Maybe it is a time of expansion, maybe it is a time of contraction, maybe it is a time of learning, maybe it is a time of falling back on what has already been learned. One of the things that occurs, has been occurring in the world, is overreach of technology. Technology is really almost like you could imagine a tree where one limb has really gone too far out, and it is causing the whole tree to sort of lopside. Now, what is the sort of thing a good gardener would do to such a tree before it took the tree down? It would cut the limb. And that is really what is going to occur to you or by the energies of the time. You are going to find that some of these technologies have really gone too far, without being studied and understood, particularly with that respect to your brain and to your physiology. Many of the ills that you currently have in your society are really technological diseasements. You think you can sit in all of these electromagnetic waves of energy that you are creating without any consequence. That is not true. That is not true. The sensitives of you know this. There are some that are so sensitive they can break electronic devices. There are some who are made ill by them. And the energies of the, particularly the cell phones. It's interesting to us, cell phones. What a term. How are these cell phones affecting your cells? Your biology. Tell that to someone who's getting themselves a brain tumor from walking around with their cell phone on their ear all the time, or on their hip. You think you are safe from it sometimes by putting it away from your head. Tell that to the people who have been wearing them on other body parts and getting diseases there as well. Because it is a disruption to your electromagnetic field, your own internal electromagnetic field. It has nothing to do with heat, has nothing to do with heat indexes and how much heat can be generated from these energies. It is a frequency. It is a disharmony of frequency. And we would suggest, if you think that these small energies cannot harm you, go look at the Tulsa Bridge, the Tacoma Bridge from 1940s. There's a wonderful video showing the effects of wind on a bridge. You are like that, all of you. And some of you are more like that and than others. Now, there are things you can do to protect yourself, and many technologies have been discovered, grounding and things of this sort, and devices that set up shieldings of ground, grounding shieldings around you. And they are all fine, but you will discover it will be much easier to clear the environment. It's like saying, oh yes, we can run around with gas masks on, but let's stop the toxins from spewing out of the tailpipes of cars or something. Understand? It will be a decision that will be made because you can't put protection on everything. And if it is affecting you, it is affecting your environment as well. And those who live in the cities know what we are speaking of, because there is a malaise. There's an energy that you get from living in the city, absolutely. It seems to bring you up, but there's something else that brings you down. And we would suggest it is this energetic, electromagnetic noise that is around you, having a great, of course, regular toxins as well. You know, with regular toxic environments in the atmosphere as well can be affecting you. So, but now you are moving as a species into a time of expansion where people are starting to really wake up. And we've talked about this many times, but we can talk about it again because it is occurring. You are seeing it when the most obscure, dull person that you know starts asking you questions about 2012 and asking you questions about Comet Elenin or these sorts of things. What is that but a consciousness raising beyond the media circus? Beyond the media circus. Like you had a circus act the other night, three-ring circus of the Republicans bringing out their versions of presidential candidates. None of the people that are being currently looked at are appealing for the for prospects. And so, bring them on. We say, bring them on. Because what is occurring in that grouping is a unmasking of their true intent and their true methods of governance, what their intentions and their methods of governance are. And if you think that clean air, clean water, restrictions on certain economic endeavors in some way makes you less powerful or less productive, think about how much your health care system cost you. Really, think about it. Because if you had a healthier society, where would the cost go? Up or down? If you had people that could really get a handle on what makes their bodies healthy and not just fill it pills to make the pains go away and eat garbage that makes their bodies hurt and bloat, where would you be? Where would the cardiac doctors go if no one was having cardiac arrests or cardiac problems? Where would any of these doctors go if they could not prescribe their pills for something you have? Maybe they would find real jobs. Jobs that entail making people healthy and not making pharmaceutical companies and hospitals rich and doctors rich. Understand? It is a focus that no one looks at. It is the elephant in the room that no one is paying attention to. You want to stop a river? Go upstream and start stopping the little streams coming into the river. Of course your healthcare system seems overwhelming. You're trying to catch the water at the Niagara Falls side. Go catch it at the wispy little rain side up in the mountains. That can be dealt with easily. But you are learning that. That is part of the consciousness raising. And now you are seeing the same thing with your economy. That people have been telling you your economy. And you are wondering, wait a minute. I've got neighbors. I've got people around me. We all live. We all need to live. What do you mean the economy is going to put us into some kind of tailspin where there won't be food, there won't be water, there won't be energies? What does that mean? Who was deciding to turn it off from when we were turning it on? You will discover that this false economy is holding back vast resources to solve your problems. Because there are people who have this vast resources in their pocket and don't want to give it up. They hoodwinked you out of it. They've stolen it from you, right in front of your very eyes, and now they're saying, no, you can't have any. Imagine you went to the top of a mountain and got yourself some wonderful artifact and brought it down and someone just took it away from you. Said, thank you very much, and put it in their room. How many times would you do that before you'd stop bringing it back and letting that person take it? Well, now you see the banks. Now you see some of the aspects of government. Not all. When government functions to bring services and needs to people, that is fine. When it functions to help corporations fill their coffers while people die and other people starve, then there's something wrong here. Where is your money being put? To death or to life? To helping or to blood sucking? And yes, we are talking about your military. All of your militaries, all over your planet. You are expenses that are really not needed. Not at the levels that you currently are. So, there's so much going on now that if you are not noticing the heightened energies, you are numb. But if you are, be comforted by the idea or the knowledge that this is a natural occurrence that is happening on the planet. People wake up during this period of time. It is what happens. It is like waking up in the morning when the sun comes up. Does anyone question that? Sun came up, everyone got up, and we all went to work. No one says, why did that happen when the sun came up? Why didn't it happen 2 hours ago or last night at midnight? Because that's the way cycles work. And now you are in a cycle where the galactic center is lining with your sun and energies are hitting your earth and consciousness is waking up. You all know you have an autonomic nervous system. You have this system of nerves in you that just works and keeps your body alive. In a very real way, your culture has been like the autonomic nervous system of your conscious mind. You don't really know what you're doing. You just follow what's going on around you and you follow the norms of your culture and you follow what your neighbors are doing and you just seem to get along. But it is just as automatic as this autonomic nervous system. And now you are getting outside of that. You're looking at that and saying, wait a minute. There are some patterns here that we would really like to alleviate or remove and new patterns we'd like to insert, like healthy eating, like being conscious of your toxin production, of your garbage, be interesting to have everyone sit in their own garbage for a month. You can't take it anywhere. You must have it around you. You must be sitting in your living room or in your bedroom or in your somewhere in your house. You can't put it in the backyard or anything like that. People would really start to notice how much shit they create. How much shit they bring into their world. And maybe modify. Or at least start to figure out how to adjust. And that is what consciousness raising is all about. So be comforted. Yes, there are things going on. Yes, there are upheavals. But you will see the other side of this. In that old saying, this too shall pass. And what is coming is very grand. Very grand. Grand like waking up in the morning from a bad dream into a beautiful day. Waking up, finding out you're not only not in that dream, you're somewhere where you really want to be. Think about it. How many times have you woken up from a dream and said, oh boy, I'm glad I'm here, not there. Glad that was only a dream. A very similar feeling will occur as you begin to really start to notice what you have been blinded from seeing. Very good? With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure.